With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The pardon President Biden granted his son Hunter has ramped up speculation over who might be pardoned next. Politico reports that Biden's senior advisors have been debating whether preemptive pardons should be granted to current and former government officials who could be in legal jeopardy when the Trump administration takes charge. President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East envoy already getting down to business.
The Trump administration is not officially in office, but Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff was in Israel and Qatar for high-level talks on landing a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza. He met separately in recent weeks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Qatar's Prime Minister. A U.S. official said Witkoff has kept in contact with President Biden's foreign policy team as the two administrations have agreed to coordinate efforts to free the hostages who remain in captivity in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, saying that government is too big, it does too many things, and it does almost nothing well. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he is excited about what the Trump team has in store.
You're going to see a lot of change around here and in Washington and the way things are run. We need to make government more efficient, and that is what this whole objective is. It's what the DOGE effort will be about.
Johnson spoke following a meeting with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. New York police releasing photos of a person of interest in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Police say the gunman who shot two kindergartners at a Seventh-day Adventist school in Oroville, California, was mentally ill and was upset about U.S. involvement in the Middle East. No reports of serious damage or injuries from a magnitude 7 earthquake that rattled Northern California yesterday. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 17 points. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA has paid a price for embracing the LGBT agenda.
According to the denomination's own statistics, more than 1 million members have left it over the past 15 years as leadership has approved gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Scores of churches have also left the PCUSA for more conservative organizations. The latest report also reveals that young people have very little interest in the denomination, leaving most of the people in the pews these days amongst the ranks of senior citizens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say the Supreme Court seems likely to uphold Tennessee's ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children who want to live as the opposite sex. In arguments Wednesday, five of the six conservative justices voiced varying degrees of skepticism about arguments made by the Biden administration, the ACLU, and Tennessee families challenging the ban. The justices' decision is expected sometime next summer. This is SRN News. The head of Britain's armed forces warns that the world stands on the cusp of a third nuclear age.
In a speech at the Royal United Services Institute, Admiral Tony Radakin says the assessment's based on multiple simultaneous challenges and weakened safeguards that kept previous threats in check. Britain, he says, needs to recognise the seriousness of the threats it faces, even if there's only a remote chance of Russia launching a direct nuclear attack on the UK or its NATO allies. I'm Charles Tiddledesma.
The oldest known wild bird in the world has laid an egg at the ripe age of 74. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says a long-winged seabird named Wisdom has returned to Midway Atoll and National Wildlife Refuge to lay what may be her 60th egg. Wisdom was first banded as an adult in 1956. More on these stories, SRNnews.com.